Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Ambulance Chief Greg Higginbotham joins us on today's program to talk about life-saving efforts for the service and recognition they received from the American Heart Association.
Well, Chief, obviously this is a very emotional night, I know, for you, and it has been the last couple years. To be able to see your staff recognized for the life-saving efforts they do, let our listeners know about the award that you've been giving out these past couple years and the critical nature of recognizing the work of them through CPR and first response.
Yeah, definitely. This is such a rare event. You know, since I've been here, we've actually had four of these awards that we've given out, so it's amazing. There are many paramedics and EMTs that run their whole career but never see this happen. And so for us to have that, I'm very proud of our crew because it's a very rare accomplishment. And it all stems from bystanders or whoever recognizing that somebody's in cardiac arrest and beginning CPR. You know, and that's one of the things that I think we provide for the community, a great training program. We are an AHA training service in all my full-time staff as instructors, and we do CPR training every Tuesday. So if you need that CPR certification or want that CPR certification, call our station and 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock on Tuesdays, we always do CPR trainings.
Well, and one of the neat things about the story that you shared here was you had people who were off duty that responded. There were 9 Pella police and ambulance responders that came to save this woman's life, 2 of which weren't even working, but they happened to be here. What does that say about your service that you have a willingness of staff, and you don't always want that. You want them to have their own life, but they knew the critical nature of the situation, and they were willing to step up. And again, it took a team of 9 people plus family members to make this all happen.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really proud of is, you know, my staff, this isn't a job for them. They want to make a difference in their community, and that doesn't always just happen on duty, and they understand that. So I'm so proud that, you know, they listen and they help when needed. And there's a lot of times we have 3 ambulances that are out, and that 3rd ambulance is always staffed with, you know, people that are at home doing other things, whether they're eating supper or with their family or who knows what, but they take time to come serve the community that way. So very proud of them.
Now joining us is the individual they saved on August 20th, Nancy Crutchfield.
Well, and Nancy, you are here today and obviously very fortunate to be here today, and you got a chance to recognize the individuals who made that possible. What did it mean to be able to see the people who saved your life this way and to be able to recognize them?
It meant the world to me because there's so much of what happened that day that I don't recall. I don't remember any of these people. And to find out that it took this huge crowd of people to give me another chance to live was just overwhelming. And I'm so grateful to get the opportunity to tell them thank you in person.
Well, now, as I understand, you shared with us that you lived a life doing this on the other side. So you have a little extra appreciation maybe for what they went through. What was it like now in hindsight to hear the stories of, like you said, what it took, the effort? There were off-duty paramedics that came their way. I imagine that's got to be so heartwarming to hear.
It is overwhelming. I mean, I just am so grateful because I do know the statistics, and to know that so many people put so much effort into giving me a chance to live is just beyond special, because as you can tell, my family is all here and they're everything to me, and to be able to have more years with them means the world. So I'm grateful to Greg and the ambulance department for awarding these awards, so I had a chance to say thank you.
Well, and how are you doing? I mean, obviously these kinds of events, you're still able to live life normally and all those other things?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm still working on regaining strength and endurance, but I'm pretty much back to my regular life. I have a defibrillator pacemaker in my chest to in case this happens again. And I'm really grateful that it hasn't had to go off yet. So,
well, and one of the reasons why they give out this award is to let our public know the importance of CPR and the importance of first responding, not just the fact that ambulance and police are there. Your family was on top of it, too. How critical is that, especially your walking, living proof, right, of getting yourself trained in CPR and being ready, because you never know when it's going to happen. You certainly didn't know it was going to happen.
That's correct. And there was just a study released shortly after I got out of the hospital talking about, especially with women, how CPR is not started when it should be because people are embarrassed or they are afraid they're going to hurt someone. The people doing CPR for me cracked a number of ribs. And they felt terrible about it. My nephew felt terrible about it. And I just kept telling him that that means he was doing it correctly. You can't do CPR correctly without the risk of breaking ribs. So it, you know, it's just everybody should know how to do this.
The ribs will heal, right, if your heart starts again, right? Awesome.
That's correct.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I can't say thank you enough to Pella and to all the folks here that supported me through this, and my family, and yeah, I guess that's it.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.